This is Evangelist George McTyre of the Word of God Ministry, and I want to give you a little heads up on something here. At the start of the lesson here, I will be mentioning two different dates. One will be the date that the message was first published, and the second date will be the date that the message was transcribed, if you will, to audio. The reason why I'm giving you the dates is because during the reading of this message, I might make mention of some people, places, things, or events that were relevant at the time that the message was first published, which may or may not be relevant for today. And if that is the case, if I can remember, I'll try to give you a heads up on it. However, let me say this. When it comes down to the Word of God, His word is always relevant yesterday, today, and forever. It never ceases to be relevant. And those of you that are exposed to it would do well to take heed to it and to adjust your lives accordingly. Now, our message for this session is the message that was republished in the year in May of the year 2016, and it's being put on audio in the month of September of 2024. So that's a little over 8 years. And our subject scriptures, there are two of them. Proverbs chapter 29 and 18 is the first one, and Hosea 4 chapter 4 and verse number 6 is the second one. And if you have these scriptures available, you will find these words recorded. The first one says, "Where there is no vision, the people perish, but he that keepeth the law, happy is he." The second one says, "My people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me. See that thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children." Title for this message: No Vision, No Future. This is part 5 of a 12-part message. Now, last month, I left off with this point of view concerning the issue of what a true friend is. Proverbs 27 verse number 6 says, "Faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful." If you will notice the first part where it talks about a faithful friend may inflict something on you that hurts you, if that becomes necessary, while an enemy will encourage a person to continue on in something that they know will harm them. You see, the world has most of this stuff about what constitutes a friend and an enemy all messed up. Let us remember, when Jesus was here, he did and said some things that by today's standards would be considered hateful and mean-spirited. Like I said, he chased people out of the temple with a whip. He told two people to go and sin no more. He called out the religious leaders and politicians, calling them whitest sepulchers full of dead men's bones. All of that, according to our way of thinking today, shows signs of being intolerant of behavior. Of the behavior. But is it? For several decades now, we have been inundated with a new religion called political correctness. This religion, and make no mistake about it, that is what it is, says that anyone that says or does anything to make another person or group feel bad about themselves is being insensitive toward that person. According to this new way of thinking, the mere fact that someone would call something that a person likes to do sin is tantamount to them being an enemy that needs to be removed from society or at least silenced. They tell us that if there is a God, then that is the way that he made them, and they are only doing what they were designed to do. And those of us that say it is sin are the ones that need to be more like Christ and show love towards them. What they fail to realize, because they don't have the correct vision of the reality of our existence, is that unlike the democratic system that we have in this country, where the majority rules, God does not play by our rules. He doesn't take account of how many of us support something or what the Supreme Court of the nation says as to how he responds to behavior that he calls sinful. We read earlier where God proclaims that he does not change. Change from what? Read Deuteronomy in the Old Testament, chapter number 28, the entire chapter. Every problem we have in this world, and especially in this nation, like it or not, is the result of the curse of violating God's laws, statutes, and commandments. Now, what people have a hard time seeing is the fact that God does not have to actively stretch forth his hand to punish us when we do wrong, but rather he allows the forces that are at work in the spiritual and physical realm to do what they are designed or assigned to do. If we go back to Genesis chapter number 3, verses 17 through 24, and read what God said after Adam sinned against him, we see that he cursed the earth along with man, but then he drove them out of Eden. What this symbolizes is that he drove them away from the only area where complete peace, harmony, tranquility, and life were available. What this says is, rather than allow them to stay there, where they may continually have access to the benefits of the garden. He didn't want to destroy it, so man had to go. Compare that with what happens to us today. If a person is saved, they are in a sort of Eden where there are all the benefits that God has set up for mankind. As long as they move according to His directions, nothing can happen to us. However, when we become disobedient to Him, we spiritually leave Eden and go out into the area of cursing. And while out there, we run the very high risk of being devoured and destroyed. It's like if you are walking around in a rainstorm under an umbrella. You essentially have your head shielded from the rain. Remove it, and immediately your head starts getting wet. That is what happens with those that sin against Him. We walk out from under that protection and put ourselves at the mercy of the rain or destruction. The bottom line to all of this is, anything that is going wrong in our lives, like it or not, is the result of our disobedience to God. By now, you should be getting a clearer vision of how things are set up in creation, both in the physical as well as the spiritual realm. All of this is necessary so that you can see where your or our problems come from. If you don't know that, you can't possibly function in life as you were designed and ordained to do. The evidence to this is all over the place. Let me ask you this. Do you know what common sense is? It essentially is that state of being that is the standard whereby each of us is judged. In order for a person to be considered normal, which is a relative term in that depending on how many in a group think a certain way, the more that think that way, no matter which way it is, those in the majority are considered normal. A classic example of this is if you consider one of the darkest times in modern history. Nazi Germany was ruled by a man that to them was perfectly normal. If someone within that system dared to call Hitler insane, they were in serious trouble. To them, the Nazis, what they thought and did was common sense to them. Those of us on the outside of that system, by the same token, looking at this man and his way of thinking, using the same common sense, agreed that that system was as evil as it could be. As a result, anyone that tried to defend it was looked at as being some sort of a nut. By the same token, when it comes to God and following His directions, common sense from the physical point of view is tantamount to that person being looked at as being some type of an idiot. They have lost touch with reality. just from these few examples, you can see that there are a vast majority of variables that can be looked on as being called common sense. However, if you will think about the fact that God created mankind to have a specific purpose, and anyone that tried to follow or achieve that purpose would be blessed abundantly by him, then you can begin to get the vision of what God's plan for our lives is all about. Anyone that doesn't have a personal relationship with him, talking about Christ, has absolutely no clue as to what life is all about. When I talk about a personal relationship, I am talking about a relationship that is closer than a husband, wife, parent, child, where you know someone's most intimate and deepest thoughts. You know them so well that at any given time or in any given situation, you know exactly how that person will react. Have you ever experienced or heard a person say of a loved one that has been accused of doing something that accusation can't be true because it isn't within that person to do something like that? That statement can only be true if that person knows the person intimately. However, in reality, some people only think they know that individual well enough to make a statement like that. The thing is, no matter how well the vast majority of us think that we know another person, we really don't, because that person over time and with experience could change. I will go even further by putting forth an even greater personal relationship example, and that is yourself. How well do you know yourself? Before you can know anyone intimately, you need to know yourself intimately. And that is the hardest thing of all for all of us to do, because just like any other individual, circumstances may present themselves to us that will cause us to say or do something that we never in a million years thought we would say or do. And why is this? Because none of us has the capacity, or at least I don't, to say for a certainty what I would and would not do under certain circumstances. I may have purpose in my mind as to what I would and would not do if certain things occurred in my life, but as time marched on, I found myself doing the very things I never thought I would do. And why is this? Because in all of mankind, our nature is usually based on one thing, and that is emotion. What this means is certain events or stimuli, if you will usually cause us to react differently than what we planned to before that event occurred. Only God has what it takes to remain constant in everything that he says and does throughout eternity. If, as many people tend to believe, God was anything like us, then he would have destroyed Adam and Eve when they sinned in the garden, rather than have to deal with the results of what they did over these past 6,000 plus years. Some will say that he has changed because he went from dealing quite harshly with mankind under the law to dealing with us through grace. Well, what you need to understand is all of this was part of his plan from the beginning, or before the beginning of creation, and he is sticking to the plan that he has set up. By the same token, he still feels the same way about those things that he destroyed individuals and nations for in the past. This is why the one nation is going through what it's going through. People are suffering and dying because of the plethora of actions they and this nation have taken to simply embrace and legalize those things which God hates. In a nutshell, this nation has declared war on God, and God's response should not be a surprise to anyone. He is simply allowing the forces that he put in place when he cursed everything on the earth to be the instruments of his wrath. People wonder why, if God is real, doesn't he do something to stop the carnage of groups like Al-Qaeda, ISIS, and other terrorist groups that are set on destroying this nation? The reason is, we are long overdue for what is coming. People wonder why there is so much killing of innocent children in the homes and streets of this nation. It is because we legalized the killing of over 65 million. Well, it was 65 million when this was published. Now it's over 78 million babies to date through abortion, and refused to do anything to stop it. Well, we did have a man that put a huge barrier that almost completely stopped it. His name is Donald Trump. And you see what they're doing to him. They tried to crucify him. They did everything to get him out of office, and that didn't work. So they cheated to get him out of office when his term was up, and he's running for another term, and they're back at it again, trying to keep him from getting back in office. And what they want to try to do is to reinstall abortion as a nationwide right for women. So, following the law of sowing and reaping, we are seeing or experiencing the reaping part. That's why all these kids are getting killed out here in the streets and things, and when I'm talking about kids, I'm talking about somebody. Everybody is somebody's child. Even if you 50, 60, or 70 years old, if your parents are still alive, then you are still their child. And some of y'all are being killed, and your parents are having to bury you before they die, which is not the way that it should be. But anyway, let's go on. People wonder why there is so much killing of innocent children in the homes and streets of this nation. It is because we legalized the killing of these babies through abortion and refused to do anything to stop it. So, following the laws of sowing and reaping, we are experiencing the reaping part. People want to complain why government can't seem to get things under control to fix the myriad of problems that we face every day. It is because we have essentially told God to butt out of our affairs because we can handle them ourselves. You can see where this has gotten us. Crooked politicians, shady deals in back rooms, people losing their jobs and houses. Everything that is happening today is exactly in line with what God said in the Old Testament books of the law. But we don't want to pay any attention to that because we are under grace. Well, if that is the case, then why all this mess? It, once again, has to do with blind leaders who have no anointing from God or no vision from God to be able to see the spiritual side of things, the side that really matters. Before anyone can understand what is happening in this physical world in which we live, they have to understand the spiritual side of things. And the only way they can do that is if God, by way of the Holy Spirit, shows them. If they don't have that, then quite frankly, they are a disaster waiting to happen. And since it is preachers that are supposed to be leading the people to God, but are essentially in over 80% of the cases leading the people into war with Him, then you can see where our problems lie. More details next month. Well, that's the end of this part of our message, and till we get together again for another message, we're getting into part number 6 or the next part of the message. Let me just say to you and yours, may God bless you and your families real good. Till we get together again, good day.